Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We hope the boys and girls are in bed now, by the way. You shouldn't be listening to this anyway, because this is funny humor for the adults in the room. Or we hope the adults
in the room. And all the Ravens in bed, because I've just tucked him in.
Hey. Well, we were going to have a new guest on the show called the Delivery Man, but he's had to deliver a compassionate package to a member of his family. So he apologizes for his absence, but he will be coming on. And we're not allowed to ask him about what he delivers. This
what
man.
What will you deliver?
He is mysterious.
It's worth a try.
Or, in this day and age, mysterious. You don't know. All right, Gazelle, say hello.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that it?
I hope you're having a lovely Easter weekend. I was just thinking about something there and I made myself giggle. I do apologise for that little gap.
That's all right. Mind the gap. And we got to give Gaz an end to what he's been saying, because we got to move on to Statsman before the music finishes. Go on, Statsman.
Greetings, gentlemen, and all our lovely listeners, and the non-binaries, which Jonathan forgot because he's not very politically correct, and it's gentle people, by the way. How dare you?
What about those miss? What do they call them? Miss people or
no? Look,
cis. That's it. That's the one.
Don't make that anxiety any worse, John.
Are you a cis male?
Yeah, no. I'm just
male.
Well, I'm known as an email, but I've just been over to my friends now. And I've not seen him for 3 years. And last time I rang him up to we've chat about something, he said, we've just had our first addition to the family. And I went, oh, right. And I contacted him about a week ago. And he said, yeah, I'm sorry I've not got back to you straight away because we've just had another addition to the family. And I've just been round to see him to congratulate him. And I said, so what have you got now? He had a little girl at first. He said, yeah, I've got a little girl and a little boy. He said, we're not having any more. He said, I was a little girl. And I said, little girl's three and the little boy's just been born. I said, well, every time I contact you, you're not one out. So next time, I said, what you're going to probably do is you'll have the third one and the final one. He said, what final one? I said, well, you'll have a boy, a girl and a trans. I said, you'll have one of each.
You can just mix and match and swap on whatever day it is.
Yeah.
Of course you can. Yeah. Just dress them up different. Nobody notices these days.
Dad, do I have to wear that pink outfit today? Yes, son.
Yes, son, it's how you feel, remember? Oh, sorry, Dad.
All right. Okay, let's go on. Now, this is going to be an extended roundup because, quite simply, this is silly season because Parliament is in recess and obviously there's lots of things happening and we thought a lot of the stories were April Fool's stories that came out politically. But in The Statesman, it was titled The Vanishing Tories. And I was thinking, oh my God, you know, hitting the nail on the head, you know, because two ministers have gone, Robert Halfen and James Heapy. I'm thinking, what the hell is going on with the Conservatives? They're falling apart. Go ahead, Mark.
Falling apart, they fell apart a long time ago, didn't they? Is this more running for the hills, is it?
Well,
beautiful. Could do with a few more, actually, John. Just two.
Well, they're predicted to hold less than 100 seats in the general election.
Yeah, I think, was that the poll done by 15,000 people? There's been a few people questioning that one because it's not been done like it normally does and it's gone by each seat, hasn't it? So, a bit skeptical.
It was Servation who did the poll.
Yeah. Servation, that's right. Yeah, well, they're not a reliable company. I follow the polls quite a lot. Well, I follow the polls, the Latvians and the Remain. I mean,
and that's only the women.
That's all the dancers. No, the polls are very, very. As you know, I'm a bit of an anorak, and servicing are not that good.
Okay. Oh. Servation.
I reckon they've overestimated. Like, I think Rishi No Seats. That's what we should start calling him.
It's like they're talking about a 268 seat majority for Labour.
No.
You don't think so? You think it's going to be a lot harder for them than that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the biggest one, I mean, well, that's probably one of the biggest in a long, long time that the Conservatives got, which was, what, 80? So I don't see that swinging to 230. I cannot see that.
So what do you think? Do you think, you know, with the way that it's looking, do you think he's going to call an election earlier or later?
No, it's going to be exactly as I said. I've been saying it for 18 months. It's going to be in the September or the October of the year that it's going to be called.
Okay, you definitely should. Go ahead, Mark.
Apparently they're trying to get him to call one, and if not, they want Priti Patel. Sorry, I couldn't even say that with a straight face. Wow.
It's got to be.
They're getting desperate.
He will only call one if something untoward happens, i.e. if, you know, they all start sort of jumping ship to, I don't know what, Reform UK or whatever. If something starts going wrong, then he'll call it. But other than that, it's going to be September, October to allow you, as you are today, from the 1st of April, what is it, £2,800 better off on the average wage? What, they're allowing that to go into your system before they call an election.
£2,800 better off? When you've got people like Robert Jenrick asking, why are we still sending millions to China in aid?
Well, that's correct, isn't it? We've all campaigned against that for years and years.
Oh, no, give them a break, though, because they're struggling to get some of them satellites into space and that, so they need an extra few quid in China.
Oh, yeah, of course they do, yeah.
Why do China need the money? I mean, they're the second biggest economy in the world.
They're struggling to get all the satellites up and build up a new...
Come on. Give me a break here.
God, they all eat rice, man, the poor.
They've got a new station coming out, which is called Tickety-Tock. So they need a lot of money for that, to promote that one.
Doesn't belong to China. Right? You're talking about ByteDance, and they don't belong to China.
No, it's a new one called Tickety-Tock.
Someone else run up the clock.
Yeah, it's very hard to say, especially if you're Chinese, apparently. So they're promoting the new one, so they need lots of our money.
Right, okay. So why are we responsible? Why is the British taxpayer responsible for that?
Because we are for the world. We give everybody money.
Come on now, you're the Reform candidate for Warrington. Makes sense now.
I've just made sense. We give everybody money. But when Reform get in, it won't be happening anymore.
More?
No, because they won't even give us any money, so they're not going to give the rest of the world, are they?
Well, let's have some more of Statsman. Go ahead, Stats.
More.
It's the fault of the electorate, I'm afraid, for voting these people in continuously. If we stop doing it, then we vote someone in who's not going to give all our money away, then problem solved. Oh, actually, who are we going to get?
Are you real?
No, well, if you keep voting them in, you're getting the same conveyor belt of failure and a waste of our money, so we'll just carry on with that.
That's correct. So you keep getting the same old, same old. If you keep voting the same old, that is life. That's the way it goes.
Okay, well, in that case, then, this is one for Trevor. Are you ready? It's been revealed that Reform UK's candidates include a convicted animal abuser.
Well, I've been reading up on that.
Come on.
I mean, we're all animal lovers in this country, but this takes it a little step too far.
Well, I mean, all right. I was in a conversation a little bit earlier on about this. And what actually happened is that the chap who is involved in it, I think he's a fella for Devon somewhere like that, Devon and Cornwall maybe. And
the devil you know in Devon.
Have you been in a position? I have been in this position.
Have
this
you?
What? I have been in this position where I am walking my mutt and a dog flies from nowhere to attack your dog. And he had his two children with him.
That happens in the corridors of Parliament.
Yeah, so you're not quite getting the full story on this.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Here's the big excuse. Go on. Give it.
So this dog was attacking his dog and he was kicking the dog, which I would do.
Yeah.
I would do. Because once the dog gets into a frenzy, it's a pack animal.
Yeah.
Once it gets into a frenzy, if he's got his children with him, I would make damn sure that I got rid of that dog.
Okay.
Now, I must say, I have not spoken to him about it. That is just a story that I've been given.
Are you being fed?
I might be fed, I don't know. And it was April Fool, but the story was that he had his children with him A dog came from nowhere, a rogue dog, and they do, starts attacking his dog. Now, I'm telling you for one, I will stop that dog.
Stats man, go on.
I don't know. I had a different idea. Maybe his excuse for whatever he did was, I was only milking the cow, honest. I don't know. I just thought it was going somewhere else, this story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about this? Okay. Pendle Borough Council leader and 20 councillors resign from Labour Party over bullying claims.
I wish you'd do it in Warrington.
Manchester West.
When I first saw the story, I thought, this is definitely an April Fool's. It turns out to be true. So, the group in Pendle, Lancashire, say the party is targeting local councillors by preventing them from standing for elections and using aggressive bullying tactics to suppress fairness and free speech. Now, they're the ones to talk. Are they going to come in when they actually gain seats in Scotland and repeal the hate speech crimes bill? Will they do that? I don't think so. Go ahead, Trevor.
Now, with this particular area, which I'm quite familiar with.
Because you're a witch, aren't you? I mean, it's all Pendle, isn't it? Pendle witches and all the rest of that stuff.
I was just going to say...
I don't like that pointy cap that you're wearing there at the moment.
I am not casting aspersions.
Or spells.
But... it's known for a lot of witches, that area.
Yep.
Not that it has anything to do with that. I'm not saying it has.
And it's witches of any ethnicity and gender going.
Any of them. And it's known as a witch's area. So I'm just leaving it at that for the people to decide.
Is that because they've got a broomstick factory?
Yeah.
Well, that's all I can say. And it's Labour, is it? Labour, the ones that have resigned, they should say.
It is.
Now they're going as independents. So what I want to know is, who are the people going to vote for?
Well,
Reform do actually have a candidate there. And
do we have anybody from any of the satanic cults standing in Pendle?
You mean like the Free Palestine crew?
Oh, no. I'm talking about, like the Irish entry, who is a follower of Satan.
You're about a different cult.
The Irish entry into the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, you mean that cult? Right. Yeah.
No, there's so many around today, it's hard to determine which is which.
Anyway. Pagan. I don't know. Well.
Pagan, yeah. Well, I got the magazine last week, Cults Are Us, but I've not seen any of them in there yet.
Cults Are Us. Well, Councillor Mahmood. he's obviously not from that cult at all. He's from another cult. Now the leader of the independent group says, I, along with my colleagues, were elected by local residents to represent them in the council chamber. As a Labour councillor, I have always felt that the party's policies were aligned with my own beliefs and those of the constituents who have honoured me with their votes. Sadly, over a recent period, senior party political officials have attempted to impose their ideas at a local level. I was elected to serve the public, not party officials. There you go, Mark. Go ahead.
He's got a point, but what are they not saying? So recently. So I'm going to read between the lines like I normally do.
Well, they will have a point if the witches. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. So is this, they're the Palestine crew and Keir Starmer's trying to cleanse the party of them and they're not happy, yeah. So they're outside and that's what's going on, isn't it? Just come out and say it. Come on.
Yep, that's true. All right, here's another one for you. Now, this really, really surprised me. Jeffrey Donaldson steps down as DUP leader after being charged with historic sex offences. The MP faces court next month alongside another woman, 57 years old, who is accused of aiding and abetting additional offences. Now, I find that very, very strange. Why has this all of a sudden come up?
Well, that's another one, isn't it? They're just dropping like flies, aren't they?
Well, you can see what's happening. I mean, there are different people being targeted and brought down. Now, why would they bring down somebody who is actually very, very pro-union?
Well, there's your answer.
Oh, you think it is? You think it's because of that?
And whilst we're on this about sexual...
Well, it's not been proven. So, as it is, and he said that he's going to fight it tooth and nail. He's going to go at it.
Well, I've got an idea for the, as I was saying earlier on, it's only sketchy at the minute. I'm just in the process of writing it, and it's for the next series of Naked Attraction. Have you seen the programme Naked Attraction?
I'd rather not.
No.
Well, yeah, there's six actually, they actually pull up six cubicles. Well, what I'm proposing for the next series of Naked Attraction, it's going to be MPs. And I'm going to start it off. First of all, they start at the bottom and then they worm up to the middle section and then they show the full...
What do you mean worm up to the certain section? You mean work up to the certain
work
section?
Work up, I should say. Didn't say worm, then do apologise.
Yeah, worm down.
So what I need is like six MPs. I'll start us off. I've got, at the minute, I've got two that's penciled in, which is Diane Abbott and Anne Whittacombe. So I need another four.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get in touch with ITV. Oh. We're going to run this. Channel 4 it's on. Yeah, so I've got two and I need another four now. So have a think about it over the next week and then I'll get on to a thing and we'll have a good programme.
Well, I'd rather not think about that, to be honest.
Well, going back to Geoffrey Donaldson, Jess Phillips, the MP, protests because the DUP leader accused of these offences, including rape, can still access the Commons. Well, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Well, as we've said on many a cast, that's just not the case anymore, is it? You're crucified in public before you're found innocent.
Well, that's what she's trying to do with this guy.
I'm going to say, what's Jess Phillips got to do with anything?
I've no idea.
All right, you've got three MPs now. She's your third.
I'm not happy about that. Okay, how about this? A bully council threatens pensioner 97 who feeds birds in her garden with a £2,500 fine or court action to force her out of her home if she doesn't stop what they consider to be the antisocial behaviour of putting out seeds. And she's a retired music teacher, so I'm fully behind her. Who the hell is this council? It's filed council. Mark?
Sounds like filed council to me.
Get them. I think we got to call Harry No Neck Limited in on this one because we need those councillors taught a new public relations lesson.
Who? Where? What area is this?
Filed at Blackpool.
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 Yeah.
What?
Do we know who owns the council and who lives next door to the woman? Because I've got another theory on this, but I'll wait.
You know, that's it. The story is just basically retired music teacher Anne Ciego enjoys the simple pleasure of watching from a conservatory. Look at that. I've got conservative on the mind there. See that?
Yeah.
Her That's conservatory, as sparrows and robins feed off seeds on her bird table. It's a bird table.
Do you know what? For a minute, I was going to say, is it not your normal garden birds? Is it in Blackpool? Is it loads of seagulls? Because maybe they have a point, but no, it's not.
It's just birds. A complaint from a neighbour that she was attracting pigeons and seagulls prompted the council to issue a written warning last November and threaten a £100 fine if the antisocial behaviour doesn't cease.
Oh, it's like that one where you used to be in the playground, you threw your butties up in the air next minute, like 50 seagulls would just like invade the playground.
What are they going to do? Are Blackpool going to actually fine anybody that gives any food to any seagulls? No, are they not?
That's the way that it seems to go. And on that particular trait that you're going along, Jonathan, I don't know what you're bringing up in the roundup, but I heard on the radio today, so I haven't got the full story. I only mentioned Dan Whittaker once. And what it was that they're on about fining the homeless.
Yeah.
How can you fine somebody?
Someone's got no money.
Somebody's got no money.
They haven't got any money.
These people are thick, that's why, mate.
We're going to fine them. For continual offences of homelessness.
That's not going to be the money spinner like traffic fines, is it?
I don't think there's much revenue coming that way, is there?
No, not at all.
I heard it today and I thought, this has got to be April Fool. It's got to definitely be April Fool. But it wasn't. It was on the news about 6 days.
It's just a problem, Trev, today. You don't know what's real or what's not.
Well,
they're going to fine the homeless, somebody who's not got a job and not got any money.
I know, it's absolute madness. Absolute madness. I can't understand because I was reading some stories about, there was a story about somebody, one of the people on Universal Credit who turned up 10 minutes late for an appointment at the DWP, and they were fined £120. Now, on Universal Credit, they only get £320 in a month.
May I ask who fined them?
Huh?
May I ask who fined them?
DWP. It was the job centre, because they were 10 minutes late.
Well, I'm sorry, but constitutionally in the English Bill of Rights, I keep repeating this, you can't be given a fine before conviction. So unless they were in court and convicted by a judge and a jury, you don't pay fines.
Well, the DWP are judge and jury, and they absolutely... they think they are. They do it. They are absolutely criminal in the way that they actually deal with people. I'm sick and tired of it. And yet, the immigrants, they get everything. They get their housing, they get their meals, they get money, they get phones, they get everything. I mean, what the hell is going on in this country? You know, and if anybody wants to argue with that point, try it on and we'll actually provide the facts to them. It's very easy to get hold of the facts and see it. I'm sick and tired of it. I mean, what are they doing? They're just treating their own people like garbage. It's wrong. It's wrong. Go ahead, Trevor.
There was a discussion earlier on with Nana Crew, and there was she had two guests on, and one was saying, you do not get fined. It was on about the BBC. And she said, you get jailed for not paying. You can be jailed for not paying the television license. And he said, no, you're wrong. And she went, You can get jailed for not paying. He said, nope, you'll get fined for not paying the TV license.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay your fine,
that's when you go to jail.
You go to jail. And she went, that's the same thing.
It's not. So but it might as well be.
Yeah, because if you don't pay your fine, you're not paying your license, then you go to jail for not paying the license. And he said, no. And she went, oh, whatever. Just a nonsense, isn't it? Everything.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
They fine you for everything, don't they?
Okay, well, here's another one for you. The creator of Father Ted, you know, the series. Do you ever remember that one? Funny. His fringe show was cancelled in a free speech row, launches a furious attack on the new hate legislation in Scotland. How about that? Now, we're already there, and we're already doing it, but Graham Linehan, co-creator of hit sitcom Father Ted, said the unworkable legislation, which is what we've already said, unworkable, will prove humiliating for the First Minister and see him consigned to the dustbin of history, which I think it will. I think it'll happen. Go ahead,
Mark. I totally agree with you on that. I do.
Oh, I think it's time for a quick plug while we're on the subject. We did one of these, we did a podcast, didn't we, with the Cutter from Scotland discussing bonkers hate crime laws, so you can find that on YouTube, Spotify, etc.
Yeah, and all good podcast platforms, you know.
It was a very good one, wasn't it, as well?
It was funny. I did quite like it. We did have a bit of a laugh because we were actually turning around and saying, so, if we criticise Humza Yousaf or Humza Useless, are we going to be deported from England or extradited? To go and face the crimes in Scotland. You know, is it going to happen? And we're just like, you know, how are they going to do that?
We decided to build a wall and they'll pay for it, didn't we?
That's it. So that's what we're going to do. Mark is definitely a Trump in waiting. I'm absolutely certain of it. Aren't you, Statsman?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We're going to make them pay for it, boy.
Did you just say I can smell it from here?
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Mark's definitely a Trump.
I think once things start to happen, all the Scottish are going to want to come across to us. They're all going to be screaming to get across the border. And we'll be saying, you can't come in, Cutter. Get out.
Build the wall. Build it higher.
Deport.
Get Adrian back. Get more bricks on that wall.
But I'm bringing twice daily. No. Deport.
Oh, we'll let, if they get an England tattoo, we'll let them in.
Okay, yeah. That's all right. That's okay. Well, you know, that's about it. It's time to move on to the locals. And, Mark. Mark, 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 Mark. Yes, that's, yes, that's yes. A number of dogs with hair lips. Mark, 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 Mark. There's quite a few of them on this one. Right, okay. I'm just going to say these words. I'm not resigning, said Councillor Matt Bryan, after drink driving conviction.
Oh, you spoiled the surprise there.
Councillor Matt Bryan, there you go. Isn't that a surprise? He got a drink drive conviction. They kept that quiet, didn't they?
Oh, they did, didn't they? Yes. Yeah, I remember it. I think it was back in, like, what, September, wasn't it, that they removed the whip, the Labour Council, they removed his whip. And we were thinking, weren't we, why, what's he done? He's got to have done something.
Yeah.
But again, you know what they're left like, they cover it all up, don't they?
Indeed,
now,
indeed.
Well, now we know the former cabinet member who was responsible for the environment, same one who's going to waste millions on electric buses, has been caught driving around in his Audi A3 four times over the limit.
Was he making decisions?
Over the limit.
Was he helping to make decisions whilst under the influence? That's what we want to know.
Like it.
I'm banging the table now. Hear that?
No, he was a mate of mine.
Oh, was he? You liar.
Yeah, I remember he tried to intimidate me once at an election count with some of his dweeby mates, and it didn't work. I don't think he got the memo that no one can intimidate me, but he tried, and he found that it doesn't work.
Hey.
I think he's had a few words with Steve in public as well, which is funny, because when you see him in private, he's nice to
on his own, yeah, he's all very nice. We'll have to get in touch with Harry No Neck Limited, our public relations people.
Now, this really does pain me to report on this story of poor Matt's downfall. But like the always the victim left-wingers, they attacked the Tories for asking him to step down, so it must be their fault. I'm surprised it wasn't my fault.
That's what he says. It's rich. It's rich of the Tories to ask him to resign. What?
Yeah, but listen, he says, I wasn't driving dangerously. I was over the limit. Sorry, what? Mate. And then, honestly, he's got more front than New Brighton, right? Because he tried to make an excuse and said, well, I was driving around because I was helping the homeless. This is another prime example, right, of someone not growing up and not taking responsibility for their actions. And the cockiness of him, boys, he's literally saying, I'll just end up doing unpaid work anyway, like I normally do.
To coin a phrase from you, Gittins must have had kittens.
Ah,
she came across this.
Yes, it's funny you should mention that. So I'll just say he got a non-custodial sentence, a driving ban, and he's got to wear some kind of alcohol tag or something. So this is going to be fun.
An alcohol tag?
I don't know what that is, but yeah. So maybe it tells him when he's drinking. I don't know. I'll have to look into that. I've never heard that one. But anyway,
I tell you what, if they were available at Parliament, nearly every MP would be wearing those. Tell you.
Seeing as you mentioned the leader of the council, lovely Louise Gittins is definitely having kittens.
Sorry. Why are you saying lovely? She doesn't talk to us. She doesn't explain things to us.
It was sarcasm. No, well, we're not the only ones, John, because not only has she been ignoring Councillor Mandy Clare, who's been trying to raise issues about, you know, child safeguarding and women's rights and safety. She's totally ignoring her, which we're going to be reporting on soon as well.
I want to know how much money she's been using on legal to back her up for not doing those things. Go ahead.
Yeah, but she's doing it again. So there is definitely a pattern with Cheshire West Council who refuse to speak to people if it's something they don't want to talk about. So Margaret Parker, who's a councillor, I think she runs the Conservative group, does she? Or she used to. She's actually written to the council leader, Louise Gittins, about this matter, who, guess what? Refuses to reply.
Well, 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 well.
Yes, well, well, well.
I have to say that she's not our favourite person, and I think it's about time that she got some manners about her and started responding to people and stop hiding behind legal. Because I believe she said in that interview with GB News, Mandy Clare, which you're probably going to go through, I believe they told Mandy Clare to lawyer up.
Lawyer up, yeah.
Go on, Stats.
Has she gone missing? Is she hiding in a bunker somewhere? Because no one seems to be able to get her to talk. She pops up on a couple of little videos here and here about her LGBT, XYZ, whatever it is.
Alphabet crew.
Yeah, but apart from that, no. She won't reply to anyone, so she must be in a bunker.
Well, I've already said that we are quite happy to fund a series of leaflets, which we're quite happy to deliver in Neston, if necessary, in her own home patch to let her know and let the people know who they actually voted for as a councillor. Because I'm sure that a lot of people are not going to be too happy with certain things that are going on at Cheshire West. And what can I say? Obviously, there's no election coming up for them just yet, but we may as well sow the seeds. What do you think?
I mean, it's one thing to ignore us. You can understand we're on the opposite, political side from us, but our own, not her own, but councillors raising serious issues.
Yeah.
I mean, she was, well, we're going to talk about this anyway another time, so we won't get sidetracked. Yeah. It's just another example of how this council just refused to have any accountability.
Agreed.
Not only that Labour council, Mark, it's Warrington's Labour council as well.
Yeah.
Not the likes of Bowden. If anybody criticises him more than twice, he's being harassed and he sends the police to, what is it? The technical term, the legal term is cease to desist or something.
To desist. And
whatever it is, he does cease that. And now, as again, said it three or four times on previous podcasts, that him and the likes of the deputy leader are just walking away into the sunset and leaving us with all the crap that they have created.
Well, they think that they can use public money to access legal advice for what should be a councillor's responsibility to actually stop responding to people. Now, that is wrong. And we have to say that special message to Councillor Gittins, we've got access to bigger people than you, my lady. And we are going to utilize it if you carry on in this fashion. We've already spoken to certain MPs, and we're going to continue to pass the message up the chain to Keir Starmer if you continue in your actions. Now, be sensible, respond to people, answer questions. Do not think that we are frightened of somebody like Vanessa Whiting in your legal department, because we're not. Go ahead, Statsman.
No, it's very important, because there's a lot of people in the local area now who might have voted for this guy, right, who now think he's not responsible enough to be a councillor.
Yep.
I actually agree. And then you've now got the leader who's refusing to even talk about it with anyone. It's not good.
There's no recall for councillors.
But the whole cover-up of it, John, as well. This has been going on since August last year. So there's been a cover-up.
Well, it's just like they wanted to cover up the wage salary increases for councillors and not tell anybody, really. Although they did record it, but it was like sort of just slipped in.
It's not democracy, is it?
No, it isn't.
You haven't got democracy.
No, it's a farce. It's pretend.
So
they don't even pretend, though, do they, Mark?
Not anymore, no. This is the problem. It's out there.
They don't even pretend. It's just sad-faced. They're arrogant.
Do you know what I think? Well, she's been told, she's been given a very, very straight message from us. And she will be taking it seriously, I assure you. Now, let's move on. Cheshire devolution deal to be discussed next week. Somebody tell me about that before we go on to a final story about Warrington and homes of multiple occupancy. What do we know about this, Mark?
Not a lot, really, but maybe they were listening to us last week.
Well, I think Cheshire should devolve from the rest of the United Kingdom, because I believe that we are the Texas of the United Kingdom.
Build a wall.
Build a wall.
A smaller wall.
Let's keep the Welsh out as well. Oh, no, sorry. We can't do that because we're inextricably linked.
No, well, we can't.
We can't afford another one, but the Romans have built one years ago. We've still got that one around Chester. We'll have to use that one.
Well, we can actually update that one then, can't we?
Hang on. Can we not still shoot with bow and arrows at something or other? That wasn't our law. A Welshman enters Chester or something like that. It was bing. No.
Well, okay. The council's Labour group voted for the town to team up with Cheshire West and Chester Council and Cheshire East Council in a devolution deal instead of the Liverpool City Region in January 2017. Okay. How about that?
Sorry, I was just about to say that. It looks like they're trying to... I've got a theory, and I'm thinking Wirral's going to probably end up... You know, now the boundaries change and they've got Bromborough and Eastham. Yeah. I've got a feeling they're going to try and wrestle the Wirral away from Merseyside. I can see what's going on here.
Okay, all right. But would it be a good thing?
I don't know.
Can we have our own army?
If we can have our own army, let's start again. Rewind. if we could have our own army, it'd be fantastic. As long as I was the general.
And could you have as one of your advisors the Gazelle?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to fire the guns.
You're in charge of artillery.
Because obviously, I'm having words with Donald at the minute about being a VP, and we'll sort that out. But as soon as he can fit us all in, not a problem.
I want to be in charge of the guns. Who's that coming across the border? Oh, we don't know. Okay, well, we'll never know now.
See if you can get hold of a couple of F-22s, mate.
Oh, yeah, we've got to have our own F-22s. And we'll take over Liverpool Airport. And we'll launch our mission against the City of London from there.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
Yeah, give us your money or we're going to demolish you. Because Southerners are softies. They just talk a good deal. We do the business. Okay.
I don't know, like, have you seen Batman and Robin running around London?
Oh, my God, with the ULEZ.
ULEZ cameras. No, the ULEZ cameras down there.
That is just absolutely brilliant. They're going up. They're dressed in the Batman and Robin outfits. They're going up, and they're cutting the ULEZ cameras down. You know, and they're going bam. Then you can see it on the videos
with the little set of ladders.
That is just fantastic.
Anyway, I don't think this devolution thing is going to be quite what we'd like, but we'll see. Mm.
Well,
power. Everyone's power hungry, aren't they? Want power, power, power.
Yeah. Well, we want power to protect Cheshire.
We're proud of it because we're going to offload about 1.8 billion to you.
Yeah. No, we'll put those debts on the City of London. That's just peanuts to them. We'll just say, right, you are going to pay for all the debts that are going on here, or we're going to nuke you.
Hey, no, it's compensation. They've let this Palestine thing get out of control. Now.
Yeah,
it's
they have.
The country, it's London's fault. You owe us, what was it? 1.8 billion?
Yeah.
Let's call it quits.
Billion? Yeah, billion. Yeah,
call it quits.
Trillion. Hey, Trevor, what is this? Final story. What is this about this homes of multiple occupancy in Warrington? What's going on there?
I'm very concerned about this, Jonathan. I can't prove this at the moment, but I had a discussion the other day, and it's a very, very accurate source that it came from. Now, you've heard of Section 21s. When the landlords have, when they have the houses and they've got a tenant that's a bad tenant, they can issue a Section 21 on them. And it's been happening more and more, apparently, in Warrington, where the landlords want to get, and it could be a tenant who's been with them for 8 years, paid the rent loyally, and they're not bothered. They just basically want them out of the house because they've been given or they've been offered a gift from Centico, is it? The
Serco. Centico. There's nothing sentient about these people.
No, Serco, that they're offering these landlords enticements to basically, well, it's beneficial for the landlord to get the tenants out. So what they seem to be doing is getting rid of the, I'd say, I can't say it without sounding horrible, but basically...
No, you're getting rid of the indigenous people here in favour of the illegal migrants. That's it. End of story.
Yeah, they're getting rid of them, and what they're doing is...
Is that because the governments want to get them out of the hotels?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is. If you look into why they're doing it, because it isn't fair again, is it? So anyway, they basically get somebody out of the house, they convert the house to a... Well, I call it the house of multiple overseas. and then... Obviously, you're not allowed to say that because obviously they'll find some law against it.
I don't care.
I don't care anymore.
If you're in Scotland, it's a hate crime.
And I think it's atrocious, I do, that if this is happening.
Humza, if you're there listening, we will extradite the Gazelle because he is the man that we want to get rid of off the show because he's popular.
If you're there, Humza. Nah, 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 nah.
You could be like Scotland's Julian Assange, Trev. You might have been banned for years.
Oh, you'd be famous.
You might meet an Ecuadorian and get married.
In Edinburgh Castle. Yeah. Look, man, that.
Yeah, well, if I had my way, we put you in the oubliette because you can't be more famous and more favourite than me.
Yeah, well, we can deal with it. But I mean,
you know what oubliette is, don't you?
On a serious note, I find this very disturbing.
Do you know what oubliette is?
No.
It's French for the forgotten.
Oh, they've forgotten. Yeah, but I'll never be forgotten, I'll tell you.
So no, I know, because there are too many ladies here
I'm
who are enamoured with you since the demise of the Raven from the programme.
A few blokes as well.
My OnlyFans is absolutely booming at the moment. I've got my OnlyFans, and now I'll be going on Naked Attraction before long. So that'll be quite interesting, and that'll probably expose some more of my talents.
More than interesting. Why are you taking adverts from liposuction companies?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of potential in this. This is what I'm saying, and I'm working on the next series of it. So,
and Botox.
I think it'd be very, very good.
Personal trainers.
Personal trainers. Like I say, we've got most of them down at the minute. We're wanting, unfortunately, we've lost the chap. It's a shame, actually, because I wanted Cyril Smith on there. But we've got what we've got at the minute. But Diane's already signed up. I really didn't want to say that because it was Diane Abbott has already signed up for the next series. So I've got a meeting with Anne Whittingham coming up at one of the
Anne Whittingham.
Can anyone say it?
At the next conference. So what we need is a good puff in there now, if anybody knows anybody. You know, it's a bit of diversity because that's what we need. You're supposed to say that, but whatever.
So you're not in Scotland, you might get away with it.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Puff Diddy, you're on about, aren't you?
Puff Diddy, that's the man.
Puff Diddy, yeah, that's the man.
We don't think they think he's...
Why didn't you ask Lucian Grange from Universal? He'll come on.
Who's that?
Lucian Grange.
Never heard of him.
I've heard of him.
He's been named in a legal action against Puff Diddy. One of the people, one of the enablers. Yeah, he's been named, Lucian Grange. He's the head of Universal.
Well, I thought he ran a school in the Northeast because they were in it, that Anton Deck, weren't they?
No, it's nothing to do with
that. That was Biker Grove.
I thought it was Summit Grange.
No, that was Grange Hill.
Grange Hill, that's it. Grange Hill, sorry. Yeah, stand corrected.
Bow, bow, bow.
Bow, that's it.
Bum, 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 bum.
That was amazing, that one, Grange Hill. Don't make them like that anymore. Anyway, we were talking about some houses from overseas.
Houses with multi overseas.
Multi overseas.
I think, you know, in all seriousness, we all know what's happening.
Yeah.
Because they've closed down another 50 hotels, apparently. Now, it's all over my media, social media at the moment, that they've closed down, they've pulled out the contract for Patton Arms Hotel, which is just off Manchester Road.
Yeah.
They've been there for about 4 years. Now, the government has removed the contract from there, and it's all over the social media. Boycott them. Don't use that hotel ever again.
Yeah.
Anybody local, don't have your wedding there.
Kill them.
Don't
do nothing. Starve them of any business.
Starve them of anything. And that's being promoted ding-dong all over social media. And I totally agree with it. Do not use that hotel again.
Yeah. For what they've
done. Other hotels available.
Yep. I would agree with that. Well, you know what time it is. Well, there's the bell, right? We can't turn around to the Raven, but I'm going to put my hands in my pocket. Seems as though he's not here. Trevor, whatever you want, it's on the house. Go ahead.
It'll have to be a Perona tonight because I've been running late. Very late indeed. I've only got one quick story tonight, which I'll share with you if you wish at the moment.
Go ahead.
I've just picked up my South Korean car yesterday, my new car.
What, your South Korean car?
My South Korean car, brand new car it is.
All right.
I was driving down to the shop yesterday morning, and it swerved to the left. I slammed on, pulled up, whoa, telling you. Gets back in it, carries on driving again. Whoa, swerved to the right, all over the road. Slams on again, not having this. Turn around on my way back, swerved to the left again. Go and handle it. I was just passing Mally's. The handbrake slammed on and did a full U-turn. And that was my new Kia Stammer.
I like that.
Yes. Swerve to the left, swerve to the right, did a complete hand turn.
Very good. We like that. Statsman, okay, anything there?
I'm going to be a little bit more serious.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry about that. So, as we were speaking before about war, this is my hypothetical call to arms. Now, lefties, I said hypothetical, so don't get your knickers in a knot. Now, for a while now, Cheshire Masters have tried to lead the way, haven't we?
Yep.
in Cheshire to try and break up this conveyor belt of failure. We've done activism, we're all over social media, we've covered so many subjects on the podcast, haven't we? Yeah. Part of the information wars, attempted to hold elected representatives to account, and failing that, we stood in multiple elections nationally and locally, but we're just a small group. Now, I'm calling on other people now across Cheshire, England, Scotland, and Wales to do the same now. We simply can't cover all this. Now, I know there is other people doing the same as us, and that's great, but we need more now. We've got councillors like Mandy Clare doing similar with women's safety, child safeguarding, and now you can start seeing some cracks appearing now. We need to get a sledgehammer and make them holes. So, as I say, I'm calling on people, Cheshire and beyond now.
Don't put up with it.
Put this two-party rivalry aside and let's start to fix this mess in any way you can. So, and also, we're looking for activists with issues, concerns, and residents with issues about their elected representatives to contact us. Likewise, whistleblowers, we've got stories to tell.
Yeah,
we've got to push this on now. And we've got to fix this mess.
I would have to agree with you. And you know, everything that I'm thinking is about, number one, protecting the county that we're in, protecting Cheshire. Protecting our children, protecting our families, our way of life. And I totally agree with you, and I understand everything that you're saying. And yes, we are a small part of a new force which is starting to actually break down the stupidity of what is going on in this country and pointing it out. And it has to be pointed out. It has to be said. And I'm sorry, but even though we are small, we do pack a punch. And we do, when we target, we do the right thing.
So I just want to see a bigger collective effort now. And we've got to preserve our culture and protect our children.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's it. Thank God that's all over. That's actually very, very funny. I do like the things that we were talking about there. And there was a great humorous take on a number of things. I do like the idea of a border. And I do like the idea of deporting people from Cheshire. So all we got to do is we've got to get rid of kittens who is having kittens. Okay. About things that are going on. And we are the new hunter. CMP.
Right, I'm just making this list.
I've just remembered, has anybody fed the raven yet in the cellar?
No, get rid of him.
Oh, I forgot. Did you
let him starve?
I've not fed him.
No, let him starve. And also, I do want to say, to turn around to the delivery guy and say, well done. You are actually doing the right thing by family first. But if you do it again, we're going to kill you. If you don't turn up in a podcast, that's it. You are dead. You are being referred to Harry No Neck Limited, and that is it. Is that a hate crime?
You may be in the cellar with the raven, and you will have to tuck him in every night. You really don't want that.
Okay, well, here we go. Well. I can see Statsman shaking his head. He mustn't have liked what I said.
I just forgot to put my phone on silent.
All right, well, say goodnight, Stats.
Good night, all, and to our lovely listeners, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again soon.
Okay, Gazelle, say goodnight.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. Good night, everybody, I should say.
You're talking to the Australian audience, sir.
Yes, I am, yes. And as you know, we cover the world, and my OnlyFans page has just entered Austria, I'll let you know. So we're expecting a few Swiss rolls.
All right. Oh, yeah. A few Swiss rolls.
A few Swiss rolls. Yes, we've just entered there.
I just want to say to our friends in America and all throughout there and through the States, keep it going. You do have friends over here, we're assuring you. And can you send some money? Because we do want to build the wall in Cheshire.